What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today, Tuesday, August 30th. Crazy to think September is around the corner. I want to thank you for tuning in today, making us a part of your day. Our devotional today will be carnal mind. Scriptures found in Romans chapter 8, verse 7 says, "The carnal mind is an enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be." Busyness will always war against your awareness of God. We don't expand through striving, but through rest. Not naps, but an internal, at-peace rest in your soul. As long as we're continually busy, we're at war with God. We're not able to listen, we're not able to feel. All we're doing is allowing the carnal mind to block our awareness of the divine. What if the noise God wanted to give us in this season was silence? All the stuff that pulls on your attention from the minute you wake to the moment you lie back down. It can wait. It can all come after we've had time to listen to God. We cannot keep allowing busyness to draw us away from spending time with our Father, because He's who gives us increase, open doors, and takes our sin away, promises us abundance, restores our peace, and lead us to fresh waters. Psalm 23:2. Busyness doesn't do that for you. The carnal mind can't do that for you. Only Jesus. Let's put Him first. Engaging Heaven, plan the rest of your day around the quiet time you spend with God each day, listening for His voice and reading His word. What a good word today. Carnal mind, it's interesting because it's true. A busy mind will always be at war with God. I have never seen more people busy and less effective in all my life. I haven't seen it. There are more people on this earth telling me that they're so busy and they're getting less accomplished on the earth. You know, years ago, I remember reading that scripture where Paul said, you know, if you're married, I pray you live like you're single. Not that you would lose the benefit of marriage, but you would serve the Lord without distraction. I read that scripture, impacted me. And then I went to Twitter and I would type up, which would be the most famous tweet I've ever done, and I'm really nobody. And the tweet said, if you want to hear God's voice, turn down the volume of the world. And it just, I don't know, like 400 or 500 retweets, that's a lot. But it's not really about that. The point is it hit something, right? People really responded to that message because this world is loud, right? This world is busy. This world is always going to try to take away what, you know, what Jesus wants to do in your life. And so today the question is, are you busy? Are you just busy, or are you effective? I see people in church. I see people in ministry. They think if they just fill their time up, then somehow that means they're being effective. I don't believe that means you're effective. Could mean you're defective on a lot of ways. So the truth is today, we cannot continually, look, you're either going to rest in Him and have peace, or you're going to fall into the arm of the flesh and strive. And there's a lot of people in church today. There's a lot of ministries. There's a lot of people, period, that really do. They strive. They're trying so hard to make it work. I remember one time a guy came to me and he was working like 12 jobs. Legit, man. This guy had like side jobs, side hustles, full-time jobs, part-time jobs. And the whole idea was, I really want to get out of debt. And I'm like, well, do you give? Like, do you tithe an offering? Do you like trust God with your finances? No. Well, that's exhausting. You know, if you trusted God with your finances and gave and sowed seed, you probably need one job, bro. Like, don't be so busy, or, you know, because the truth is you are now the fruit of your own life, right? You are the God of your own, money's your God. And if you're starting out in the flesh, you have to work hard to maintain that. And so I'm like, bro, if you just give, if you literally cut all your money away, one or two jobs and just gave tithes and offerings, bro, you probably wouldn't need 12 jobs, because there's a way to do it right and trust God and not get in the arm of the flesh and not try to make it happen in your own strength. It's when people try to make things happen around them that they usually fall into the carnal mind. An unrenewed mind, meaning a mind that's not focused on the word, an unrenewed mind will always be at war with God, always. You're going to fight life. It's not going to work for you. You're going to constantly be in the flesh trying to think of ways to make it work. It's not going to work, because what God really wants you to do is let go. You know, Jesus said something so startling. He said, abide in me and you will bear much fruit. It's incredible. He didn't say strive. He didn't say fight. He didn't say, you know, work your way up a corporate ladder. He said, abide. I guarantee you there ain't many people trying to get the fruit that comes from abiding, because most people are fruitless striving. They're running on this earth trying to make it happen in their own strength. And the whole time the Father's like, rest, rest and abide. Just rest. Rest in me, abide in me, and you're going to bear fruit that remains. And so today it's time to exchange the carnal mind, the mind that's always going to be at war with God, for the heavenly mind that he has for you. And so I believe that whatever areas in your life that you're believing to produce fruit, it's time to rest. The areas of your life you're believing God to break through, it's time to rest. Trust in him. Don't lean on your own understanding, right? Trust in the Lord, Proverbs 3, with all your heart, don't lean on your own understanding, which means don't let your understanding be that will support you. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he, only he, will direct your path. That's it for today. Come on. Good devotional. We'll see you tomorrow. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.